obviously, there's still uncertainty. There's mm-hmm. still risk. The higher interest rates, they still suck for right. cash flow. But if you look at it from the non-emotional standpoint, just based on the numbers, you can make offers with a little more breathing room and find, again, something that works.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Birmingham Real Estate Investor Podcast. I am your host, Spencer Sutton, and I have with me my main man.
What's going on, Spencer?
What's going on, Hunter? How you doing?
Awesome. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, thanks for being back. Like, I was just talking to you before we got on, and I was like, Hunter, you ought to take over this podcast. Like, you are in the Birmingham market on a day-to-day basis. I'm not as much. I'm here in Birmingham working in corporate. Yeah, man, I'm excited to bring you back on the podcast because I really want to hear what's going on the ground. Here we are. It's as of this recording, we're moving into September and it's 2022. Some shifts have been happening in the market. You're talking with a lot of investors. You're seeing a lot of things. Obviously, you're closely connected with what's going on in our property management company. So we're keeping an eye on rents. We're keeping an eye on rehab prices. We're keeping an eye on all the stuff that's happening. And so, yeah. So A, welcome back. And B, what you been up to?
Yeah, appreciate it. And I'll tell you, if I do end up taking this over, you'll be my first guest speaker. I think people will miss your voice, Spencer.
Yeah,
I don't know
what
the show would be without you. Of course, here's me making his head even bigger.
Right. Listen. People are tired of hearing me. They're ready for some fresh voices. I can promise you that.
All right. Well, let's bump the numbers up and I'll consider it.
Okay, good. So, good.
Well, look, yeah, a lot's been going on in Birmingham. It is, I mean, just from start to finish, this market is rocking. It's still a great place to invest. We have so much out-of-state interest here. The same factors that have made it such a great investment market in the past continue. Low property taxes, still relatively low values to purchase here versus where these buyers are coming from.
Right.
You've got excellent unemployment rates and a very strong economy in Birmingham, driving demand for rentals. And I think some of the factors that we've seen more recently in the housing market with interest rates going higher and just prices staying where they are and just a lot of uncertainty, it's actually making it even more favorable for investors that want to buy here.
Okay, so with higher interest rates, tell me how that's making it more favorable for investors who want to buy here.
Sure. So, you know, just going down the funnel of it, the higher interest rates are making it more expensive for the retail buyer to get the deal that they want for them to buy in. Not only, well, I guess it's a combination, Spencer, between the prices staying stable, right? Okay. The people have been talking about such high prices, market crash coming soon, you know, impending doom.
And low interest rates mean there's tons of demand to buy houses, right? And people can afford more houses. So the prices just keep going up and up and up.
Yeah, your payment on a $300,000 to $500,000 house, or even a $200,000 house, wherever you are, is a lot lower based on those interest rates. But they've gone up 2-3% in many cases. We're probably sitting around for investors right now, 7%, 6.5-7%, and that's gone up from 3-4 over the last couple of years. And so it's obviously. But think about the retail home buyer too. You know, for folks trying to buy their first home and something that they can afford, these interest rates being so high is bumping their monthly payment up such that they can't afford the home they want.
Yeah.
So Susie, homeowner, Susie and Sam, they're sitting back and saying, let's wait another year.
Yeah.
Let's wait it out. We don't want to jump into something. Plus, we don't know, is it going to crash soon? There's some uncertainty. So with those retail buyers coming out, you're not seeing the competitiveness anymore. You're not seeing offers way over asking price with no appraisals or no inspections. Mm-hmm. And that is allowing the investors to come in and make a more non-emotional decision and purchase, not have to rush into these things.
Yeah, I remember talking to somebody in Atlanta. This was probably a year ago. And we were just talking about a house. Like, yeah, we put an offer on this house, but we were like offer number 24. Like, there had already been 24 offers. Now, it may have not have been that crazy in Birmingham. Maybe, I don't know. But it was still super competitive, even just 4 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago. So what we're saying is now that the interest rates have gone up, inflation's gone up, like as we're experiencing some inflation, the homeowners are not as eager to sell and or buy right now. And so you have less competition. Something else that I think is really, really interesting that we've seen, as a matter of fact, it was just an article in, I can't remember if it was the Wall Street Journal or somewhere, but Blackstone just stopped buying properties. They just stopped buying all their properties. And so for those of you who don't know who that is, this is like an institutional investor, but they're one of many institutional investors. So what we've seen are institutions are putting a pause. They're saying, time out. We're going to hold off. We're going to wait and see what goes on, which institutions used to be a big, big competitor to the retail investor.
That's right.
And those are retail investors. We have a lot of them here in Birmingham.
Yeah. And I talk with the retail investors or the individual investors all the time. And those were some of their biggest gripes, where can't compete with these institutions. They're coming in and lowballing offers, but they're paying in cash. They can do these, you know, 10-day closings on properties. They're finding all these deals because they've got the connections. But as those folks start to slow down, which is happening, you know, even the ones, the smaller to medium size that we've worked with frequently too, they're slowing down. That's opening it up again for retail investors to come in and just, even just that little bit of breathing room and that little extra time to analyze a deal and find is a godsend for these folks. They can find deals that work for them.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking. I actually just did an interview with a video interview with one of our agents here in Birmingham, and they were essentially saying the same thing. Like, you know, I was making 50 offers a week for institutions, and now I'm not doing that. And so I have more time to work with just regular investors who are looking for deals here in Birmingham.
Yeah. We're starting to see the price drops too, which is exciting, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
We have not seen price drops on Zillow and Redfin for ages.
Yeah, and we need those.
Yeah, and like, it's 10,000, it's 12,000, it's 20,000, 30,000. Yeah. So really, really some positive trends. Obviously, there's still uncertainty, there's still risk. The higher interest rates, they still suck for cash flow. But if you look at it from the non-emotional standpoint, just based on the numbers, you can make offers with a little more breathing room and find, again, something that works.
I think what's also really important is that if you as an investor are looking for a discounted property, right? So you're looking for a deal, and this could be a distressed property or whatever. You're not going to have the retail buyer as competition because they can't buy that house. They can't get a traditional loan on that type of house. Now you're not going to have the institutional investor. So these houses that need work, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, are going to be absolutely available. It's just, can you find them or not, right? And that's what a really good investor agent can do, because a really good investor agent has connections with wholesalers, with, you know, off-market deals, those types of things. So talk to me a little bit about how possibly that's shifting in the market as well, because you and I were just talking about, now you're seeing people who are traditionally retail agents, like only serving the retail market, the Susie homeowner who wanted to sell her house, now they're starting to say, oh, we're investor agents.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of this, and real quick, I wanted to touch on something you brought up that triggered for me. The sellers too, I think what you're seeing, they're sweating it a little bit.
Okay.
You know, they're seeing the market start to turn, or people are talking about, they've been talking about it long enough, and now they're starting to see some price drops, so they're sweating it. So what a better time to come in and just get a deal done.
That's right.
If they've been sitting,
they're going to start getting nervous.
Right, right. They don't have this multitude of offers in the first 24 hours on market. Right. There's a couple weeks going by, things that are listed over 30 days. And that's the time you can kind of swoop in, come in with a good deal. And so just kind of close the loop on what we're seeing, the emotions of it. But yeah, it's wild to see how much transition too with the real estate professionals and what they're doing, because their business is drying up on the retail side. It's starting to slow down. People aren't as active. Those home buyers that they had on lock, they were ready to buy their first home. They're sitting it out for another year. So what do? They still need to make money. And so they want to work with the investors because they're seeing they're still active. And you have agents that have long specialized in listing properties and working with first time home buyers, now taking on an investor client and getting a hard and fast learning as to how different that world
is. It's not as easy as it looks.
Not at all. It's a totally different world, totally different transaction. It is tireless and thankless work. You know, offers, putting in lowball offers, running, you know, getting, if it's an occupied property, getting all the details you need, like leases, ledgers, and making sure that what they're buying isn't just a heap of trash.
Right.
You know, so, and a lot more diligent. It's just a, it's just a totally different process.
Yeah. That, and I think this is a really important point because it is so very, very, very different to work with an investor. And so if you're an investor and you're looking to connect with a real estate agent that's investor friendly, a lot of people will say they're investor friendly, but if they don't, like if they have not done deals, then this is going to be a real problem for you. And some of the things that you and I were discussing, some of the issues that we might see are not really even knowing what the rent should be, right? So could potentially be overestimating rents, which would be bad for an investor because it's going to justify them paying more.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to be disappointed on the back end. Also, they could underestimate rents, which the investor could then pass on that deal. So you have to have somebody who understands the rental market pretty well. And then how do they really know how much a house, like how much rehab a house needs? That's
yeah,
a challenge.
Those are two incredibly important numbers you need to know. And yeah. The difference is if you're working for a home buyer, you know, you're walking around the house, you're showing them it's much more of an emotional purchase. You're looking at the aesthetics of the house, talking about where they're going to raise their children or, you know, where their dog's going to play.
They'll justify whatever price.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, this is going to be our home.
Yeah. I mean, it's a show. It's a presentation. Yeah. That's how you sell. And that's an effective way to sell those clients. But when you're working with investors, especially out of state investors who aren't even here to look at the house.
Right.
It is numbers on a spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't nail those numbers down, you could probably sell a deal, but you're not going to sell more than one or two.
Yeah.
You're going to sell a couple. And then a couple months later when the rent, you know, it's vacant because the rent you promised they can't get, or the rehab that was supposed to cost $10,000 is now $30,000.
Right.
And these are real things. Like we're seeing this stuff.
Yeah.
We're seeing rehab estimates thrown out by agents that are, you know, $15,000-$20,000. And then it comes back from our team at $70,000 to $80,000. Mm. I mean, this is a real transaction that just happened, unfortunately, but that's reality. You have to know exactly what you're doing when you're setting the expectation for rehab costs. And you've really got to have a good feel for what rent prices are going to be.
Man, I'll tell you, if I was an investor and like, let me just give you a pro tip. Don't trust your real estate agent to give you the rehab estimate. No offense to you, Hunter, but I wouldn't want you telling me what the rehab, you're going to give a general idea. And I used to do that all the time. I used to go out and go, oh, it's probably 20 grand to work. I had a lot better idea back in the day, but that's why we have people on our team like Craig Bingston who can go out and do a detailed estimation of what that's going to be and nail it. And it takes all the guesswork out of it.
He's a lifesaver, Craig.
Yeah. Craig's a lifesaver. I've walked houses with him. Done videos of how he thinks through the process, and he's fantastic. Like
real quote from a client that had received a scope of work, someone who had worked with multiple different contractors mm-hmm. in Birmingham before they got busy. You know, he wanted to explore working with us and our team. Craig went out there, did the scope of work, and the text came back. Wow. Period. This is the most detailed and thorough estimate I have ever received. And then he asked, is this with material and labor?
Yeah, right.
I said, yes. So needless to say, we're working on the third project now. And I mean, probably over 100,000 in rehabs.
Yeah. Well, you need that. Like you need that or else if you're not, especially if you're out of state, you've got to have somebody you trust, got to have, you know, somebody with eyeballs on it who knows the cost. So, and I think one of the reasons that makes Craig so good is that he used to do this for an institution. Like he literally was with an institution. They were gobbling up houses here in Birmingham and Jackson, Mississippi, and we hired him away from them. And so he knows the stuff.
Great hire.
Yeah.
Second best.
Second best behind Spencer, me.
Oh, okay.
I know what you were thinking. Okay. Yeah, Hunter, you're a great hire.
Yeah.
All right.
Watch out. One word of advice to you. I mean, watch out for the listing agents too. I mean, they have a job to do. Their fiduciary responsibility is to their clients. They're always going to represent. It's to be expected. And maybe this goes without saying, but the estimate that they throw on there, if they say the listing says needs a little TLC, no longer is that 5 to 10. I mean, I would expect 5,000, 10,000, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, touch ups. These days needs a little TLC means 50,000 plus. and the rehab, you know, their rent estimates, the prices are just way out of whack. So, you know, don't be afraid to go in there. Make sure you have some local boots on the ground that can get out to the property, get a real feel, a contractor that can put numbers together for you.
Yeah.
You know, if you need to get it under contract first so that you have the full inspection period, do it.
Right.
It's worth it for the right property, but definitely
and then you
don't.
Can come back and justify your counteroffer
right.
and say, you know, unless somebody gets fooled into buying this property, nobody's going to pay you what you're asking.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, that's really good advice. All right. What else about Birmingham?
The city has been on fire. I mean, the last time we spoke here, or maybe it was on 300 to 3,000. No, I think it was on Birmingham.
Here, yeah.
We talked about some of the exciting things going on. This is like pre-World Games and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
That, I mean, that was a massive success.
It was before you did your investor tour.
Tour.
Well.
Oh, which was a ton of fun. Yeah, we had a blast with that and great results there. Motivate investors, a lot of fun. Good to test that process and very much looking forward to the next one. We will be planning another one. Very excited for that. But I mean, just Birmingham is rocking and rolling. Like I had my mom in town this weekend, mm-hmm. this past weekend for her birthday. And we hit all our favorite spots, and it's just.
Did I read you went to Hot and Hot Fish Club?
Yeah, that's our second time there. It's
yeah,
amazing.
That's
James Beard Award winning restaurant. I mean, there's a multitude of those, but she just seeing it on her face, and after living here for over a year now, and having some friends in town, this was her first time in Birmingham ever.
Yeah.
And since we moved here, her first time. She lives in Boston. Her first time being able to join us, and she just the whole time just. Surprised, just like we were, kind of starstruck when we
yeah.
moved here. There's so much to do. It's beautiful. There's, I mean, free everything. The botanical gardens is free. We did the sidewalk on Saturday.
Yeah.
Jazz festival, sidewalk film festival, skating rink at City Walk. I mean, all this stuff is happening simultaneously.
That's awesome.
Within a 15-minute walk of each other downtown. And you talk to folks that have been here for decades, and they're, you know, in disbelief.
Yeah, I grew up here, right? So we moved here when I was probably 2 years old. And the other night, I was coming back with Trey Schaefer. Trey and I were in Denver, and we landed at the airport. It was on a weeknight. I think it was on a Wednesday. It was on a Wednesday night. We 9:30 from the airport. We got in my car and drove back. And as we came in, there was a soccer game going on at the Protective Life Stadium mm-hmm. and a Barons game going on at the Regents Field. And it was just like, wow, this would have like never happened back
yeah.
in the old days. Like the
yeah.
whole downtown was lit up, and yeah, I was pretty impressed with it. So it has come a long way. You got here at the right time, man.
I feel like I did. It was meant to be.
That's right.
I do believe everything happens for a reason. We've been having a blast, and seriously, there's so much room for this place to grow.
Yeah.
I did a luncheon a while back with a crew, the Commercial Real Estate Women Group. It's an excellent group to meet with, and Now I like being connected with the commercial real estate folks
sure.
because they know all the new stuff that's being built, like downtown and next to my apartment where we live.
You want to tell your investors, hey, here's the path of progress.
Yeah.
This is where we see things going. This is where commercial real estate, they're having a lot of sales, leasing up properties. So
right.
we may need to look over here. I think that's a great idea to get connected to them.
Yeah. I always try to stay up on it just because, like you said, I mean, that's where the residential will follow the commercial, you know, and whenever you see the big money go into a certain neighborhood,
yeah,
you know, it's a good indicator at least. And it was the director of economic innovation and economic development.
Mm.
So Cornell Wesley, and he had made a speech about everything that was coming. And this is pre-World Games, getting people hyped up. And he talked about just, I mean, one thing that just stuck with me is how much space we have left at the airport,
yeah.
both in land and airspace.
Yeah.
And if we can get more planes and cranes here,
mm.
be rocking and rolling.
Yeah. Wow. Well, good. So Birmingham is growing, looking good. Opportunities out there for investors.
Yep.
But just a warning, just know who you're working with. Make sure your deals are good. And then if you're listening to this and you want a second opinion on something, I would absolutely say reach out to Hunter and he'll put you if it's not even him, he'll put you in touch with somebody on our team who can absolutely help you. So how would you want somebody to get in touch with you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you're just looking for updates, you know, general industry trends, I've been trying to bump up my activity on LinkedIn. So if you want to follow me on LinkedIn at Hunter Terran, that's last name is T E R-R-Y-N, Hunter Terran. You can find me there. I've got the Evernest logo and everything. And then email, you can email me directly at hterran@evernest.co. So hterryn@evernest.co. Shoot me an email. Let's connect. Yeah, we Google Meet it, Zoom. I love some face-to-face. If you ever want to visit the city, if you're listening to this out of state, come on down. We'll host you. We'll take you to some of these awesome places we've been talking about. And definitely love the role of being a connector. So anyone you need an intro from any part of the industry or the town, let me know and I can facilitate.
I don't know many fans of Birmingham like you are. So I do appreciate that. Like as a native, I appreciate people coming in and embracing the city. So Hunter'd be a great person to connect with. And if you need to read more about Birmingham, you want to learn more about Birmingham, obviously we have the podcast. We also have articles. You can check out our YouTube channel. We are going to, as we end 2022 and go into 2023, we're really going to get very serious about our content creation for investors and landlords. So that's a lot of exciting things coming down the pipe. All right, Hunter, man, I appreciate you being on here, and we will have you back in like more as probably a regular guest until eventually you take it over. It'll be fantastic.
He's priming me.
That's right.
Here we go.
That's right. I'm gonna like pump up your ego. Like you can do this. No, I'm kidding. I really do appreciate you doing this, and I'll be back, or we'll be back, with another episode of the Birmingham Real Estate Investor Podcast.